I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
The word then means next in the order of position. John Baptist was in the place until he looked up in the line and said, "Behold, not my cousin, not Elizabeth's boy or Mary's boy, but behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." And he stepped down into the Jordan River, and John Baptist looked at him and said, "Cuz, you want me to baptize you? Can't do it. Won't do it. Don't want to do it. I need to be baptized by you." Wait a minute. Just a few days ago, he didn't recognize him as Messiah. But today he said he's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He acknowledged the Messiah for the first time after 400 years of darkness. Jesus came and things were about to change. Oh, I wish I could preach this the way I feel it this morning. I'm just telling you right now, I know you're looking at world conditions, and so am I. I know you're hearing presidents and congresses and Supreme Courts and all kinds of stuff that's going on that's boggling the mind and perplexing the nations. But I came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is about to come, and he's about to set things right in order, because I came to tell you, then Jesus, he's next in line to come. Then cometh. He's coming to where you are. Look at your neighbor and tell him he's coming where you are. Oh, you better not be doing something you're not supposed to be doing, because the Lord can read all your emails, all your texts, all your iPhone, all your Google, all your email. You better be living right in this hour, because he's coming where you are. He'll walk right through the wall and come right in your bedroom. He'll walk right past the ICU ward and stand beside you while you're taking another breath. Oh, won't he do it when he comes, when he comes? Then cometh Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus. You didn't shout Jesus. Shout Jesus. Shout Jesus. Shout Jesus. Say his name until your head gets it right. He's not one of many gods. He stands alone in the person of his holiness and righteousness. And Jesus is not going to send somebody else. I'd be satisfied if he sent Michael. I'd be satisfied if he sent one of the angels. But the Bible said this same Jesus that you've seen go away, in like manner he shall come again. I came to tell you, if you're looking for Krishna, he's dead. A few days ago, Sung Young Moon died. There's all kind of folks that are dying off that call themselves Jesus. But I came to tell you, there's one who stands out of the crowd. He is Jesus the Christ. And when he comes, you will know him by the scars in his hands. What's he going to do when he comes? I'll tell you what he's going to do. Things are going to change. I said, when Jesus comes, things change. When Jesus comes, things change. He brings a better day, a brighter day. I don't need to read somebody's book to understand that. I know when he came in my life, the light came on and all things were made brand new. You didn't hear what I said. If you say you're saved and all things are not brand new, you better wake up and get a new relationship with the real Jesus. Because the Bible said whenever you come to him, old things pass away. And behold, all things become brand new. I wish I had a church that understood what I was preaching. Because there's a world that's waiting on something. And they don't know what they're waiting on. And I came to tell you, then cometh Jesus. When he comes, things are going to change. Help me preach this in the 5 minutes I got left. Look at your neighbor and tell him things are going to change. I know that the world and those that are in leadership and Putin and everybody else say that they're going to get a new world order. But I came to tell you when Jesus comes, it's sure enough going to be a new world order. When Jesus comes... I said, when Jesus comes, y'all not hearing what I said. I'm talking about Jesus, the one we celebrate and worship every Sunday around here that you've gotten so used to, you don't want to wash his feet no more. But I came to tell you, he's walking in the person of the Holy Ghost, and he's all over this room, and he's all over me, and he's keeping me alive. And I ain't afraid of no COVID, and I ain't afraid of you. I came to tell you, Jesus is in the house. Lift your hand and open your mouth and give the King of Glory some praise. It's time to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When Jesus comes, things change. When Jesus comes, so does the answer to all the questions. What question do you have that Jesus is not the bottom line answer? Well, Pastor, what about this pandemic? Jesus. Well, what about wars and rumors of war? Jesus. Well, what about my paycheck? Jesus. What about my job? Jesus. What about my business? Jesus. What about my church? Jesus. If it ain't about Jesus, I don't want to have nothing to do with it. Let it be exalted. God has given him a name that's above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every one of y'all are going to bow down. Every dictator, every whoremonger, every hater, everybody's going to bend a knee when Jesus come. He's gonna answer all your questions. He's got the question answered right now. When Jesus comes, he's gonna defeat sin, Satan, and sickness, and he already did. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I came to tell you, the devil is already defeated right now. Pastor, I'm fighting the devil. You better not. You're fighting the wrong fight. You better do what Paul said and fight the good fight of faith and get away from the devil. The devil will take you out. But if you'll stand at the cross of Jesus and fight the good fight of faith, I've got an elder brother that every time he looks at that cross, he sees his defeated self. At the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my soul rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. Ask your neighbor, since Jesus came, are you happy? I asked you the question again, ladies and gentlemen. Are you happy with Jesus? If you're not happy with Jesus, you better run out of here and find you a God that can heal leukemia. You better find you a God that can heal COVID. Pastor, I don't know if anybody's getting healed. Right back there, right over there. Has anybody been healed of COVID? Well, Pastor, I took my vitamins. You wouldn't have been able to raise your head off the bed. But when Jesus walked in the room, you started sucking in air and believing God for a miracle. Thank you. I feel something stirring in this place. Anybody that needs a miracle, needs Jesus to come by your way, wave your hand to the Lord and say, over here, Jesus. When Jesus comes, he comes to relate to us. He wants a relationship with you. He don't want to be a part-time lover. And he don't want you married to six different wives. He's married to one. And you better stop having all them other lovers. I'm loving my money. I'm loving my house. I'm loving my car. I'm loving this. I'm loving this. I'm loving that. You better put away all them other lovers. Ain't but one love that's ever died on the cross for your sin. His name is Jesus. And when Jesus came, he made it all right. Didn't he make it all right? He came to relate to us. How does he relate to me? I'm glad you asked. I got 2 minutes. I'm related to him because I'm a blood kin. I said I'm a blood kin. Charlie, I'm a blood kin. I don't even know what kind of blood I got. X, O, A, B, C, D, or E. But I know because of the day that I knelt before Jesus Christ, he put his own sinless blood on the inside of me, and that makes me kin. I ain't worried about your skin. I want to know, are you kin? That's what I want to know. Stop making this about skin color and make it about kin color. I'm kin to you. I'm kin to you. You're kin to me, and we're part of the body of Christ. Came to relate to me. He can relate to me. You know why? Because he can be touched with the feelings of my infirmities. For in all points he was tempted, yet without sin. So no matter what I face and what I got to go through, Jesus has already been there, done that. You didn't hear what I said. Yeah, Pastor, I know he can do this and this, but, oh, no, 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 there ain't no buts in the kingdom. You better get your butt out of the kingdom if you're going to stay like that. You better stay straight up and strong with Jesus, because there ain't nothing he can't do. In fact, he said it of himself, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Is anything too hard for God? He came to relate to me. He came and died to redeem me. He had to die. Otherwise, he couldn't be my Savior. My question is, why are you bowing down to all that stuff? None of it will die for you. Oh boy, I'm gonna tell you, this is a day that if you don't like Pastor Rogers and what I got to say, you better be finding you another church, because I got news for you. I'm gonna let it out of the bag today. And I got news for you. Mr. Fauci has never died for one of us out here. I know whom I have believed, and I'm fully persuaded that he's able to keep what I've committed unto him against that day. And if I take my last breath on this side, it'll be all right. I'll wake up in glory. Hallelujah. Wave your hands and bless the Lord if you know what I'm talking about. He died to redeem me. And Jesus is choosy about where he died. Some of them tried to assassinate him while he was out there healing the sick. He just walked right on past them. I just came to tell you right now, you're not going to die one day before God is through with you on this earth.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service, so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.